Once upon a time, not very long ago, in a tree not very far from here, there lived a squirrel named Jasper. Some of his friends still called him What If, because that had been his nickname when he worried about everything. He used to say, "What if it doesn't work? What if I'm no good at it? What if I don't like it? What if people don't like me?" And he never tried anything. He got over that. And he stopped imagining bad things. But at the same time, he stopped imagining, well, everything. Good or bad, funny or sad. He just didn't make sense to him to make believe. When his friends would get together and they'd be playing Monster, he couldn't do it. He'd just say, "I'm not a monster, I'm just Jasper." So one afternoon his mother said, "Oh, Jasper, I think you've lost your imagination." Jasper went, "Well, if I've lost it, I can find it." And he set out to do just that. The first thing he did was go to the tallest tree in his neighborhood, because he thought maybe at the top of that he'd be able to see his imagination. And he could see a whole lot, but not his imagination. So then he thought, well, maybe it blew away and got stuck in the top of the trees. So he started swinging from one branch to the next. Although he wasn't a flying squirrel, he thought he was flying. It felt that way. But he didn't find his imagination on any of those branches. He scampered back down and thought some more. "I bet my sister took my imagination. She takes things and hides them all the time." So he went to their little nest, and he looked under his sister's bed, and what he saw there were dust bunnies. Do you all know what dust bunnies are? Little buffs. And they reminded him of the seeds of dandelions that every spring and summer he loved to take and blow around. And some of his friends said, "Oh, they look like flying spiders." But under his sister's bed, he did not find his imagination. So he sat and thought and decided, "I bet I lost it in the woods." And he headed off to the woods. He's going through the woods and he's looking behind bushes and he's looking under rocks. He hasn't found his imagination anywhere. But he did find a very small patch of snow. It was about this time of year. And pushing up out of that snow was one green leaf. And he looked down and he looked over to the leaf and he said, "You are so brave. I hope you have a bright, beautiful flower as a reward." And then he kept walking around looking for his imagination. And he heard something. It sounded like it was coming from above, so he looked up, and there were these tall trees without their leaves yet, and they were swaying in the breeze back and forth, and they were creaking and crackling, and he said, "My gosh, it's like they're talking with each other, those trees." He looked up, and he said, "Hey, have any of you seen my imagination?" They didn't answer him. They just kept talking among themselves. So Jasper walked on in the woods, and he walked and walked and walked, and he saw a lot of things, but not his imagination. And then he saw this cave, and he went over toward it. He didn't really want to go in, but the rock wall next to it was warmed by the sun. So he sat down and leaned against it, and it felt so good, so warm. And he went to sleep. Suddenly he woke up, though. There was something wet and kind of warm on his forehead. Do any of you know what it might have been? Want to guess? Yes. What? It's a good idea, but no, not yet. Anybody else want to guess? What? Rain? No. He opened his eyes and he saw... Oh, you got a guess? Those are all great guesses. Yes. Yeah, no. He opened it. Yeah. Those all sound really good and sort of show you guys have a lot of imagination. But what? Yes. Wait a minute. You were here at the first service, weren't you? I thought so. She's a ringer. He opened his eyes and there was a large bear putting his nose down on Jasper's forehead. Jasper looked up and this bear looked down and this bear went, with a huge yawn. And when he yawned, Jasper could see the inside of his mouth and it looked like a cave and there were all these little sharp white yellow teeth hanging down. White yellow? Well, yellow mainly, teeth hanging down. And it also had terrible bad breath, which happens if you've been sleeping all winter. So Jasper said, if I close my eyes really tightly, maybe it will go away. So that's just what he did. He closed his eyes and he stayed really still. And then he started thinking, maybe it's not a bear at all. Maybe it's a giant acorn. So big, it's as big as a bear. But it's just an acorn, and I could take it home and give it to my family, and we'd have something to eat all summer long. And we wouldn't have to worry about those humans walking around and telling us to get out of the garden. And so he opened his eyes, and what do you think he saw? He saw a giant acorn starting to roll back into the cave. And he blinked again and again. And he said, oh, no, that's just the rear of that bear. He's going back to sleep. But Jasper was so happy because he realized he'd found his imagination. And it was fun. So he scampered home out of the woods, back to his family and his trees and his friends. And all the way going home, he was looking at things and seeing them completely differently. He looked up at the sky and the clouds. Have you ever looked at clouds and seen animals in them? He saw a chicken chasing a duck. And he thought up a story in his head about a bunch of squirrels that only ate clouds. And they were all green, and they all had big white puffy tails, and they were all very, very happy. So, each of you, hang on to your imagination. Let it emerge, let it grow, have fun with it. But always remember that sometimes a bear is just a bear.